This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. House of Representatives endorses Appropriation Bill 2024 by majority. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda claims budget for upcoming fiscal year to be comparatively balanced and result-oriented. 16th meeting of Nepal-China Diplomatic Consultation Mechanism concludes, leaving issues of Nepal-China bilateral relations. Nepal reiterates a stronger commitment to regional cooperation and multilateralism, and European Union launches membership talks with Moldova and Ukraine. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives has passed the Appropriation Bill 2081 Vikram Samvat today. In today's House of Representatives meeting, the proposal presented by Finance Minister Barsamaan Poon seeking endorsement of the Appropriation Bill was passed by majority. The government had on the 28th of May presented a budget of 1.86 trillion rupees for upcoming fiscal year in the joint meeting of the Federal Parliament. Similarly, discussion on headings of different ministries, offices and bodies under the Appropriation Bill had started from the House of Representatives. From the 11th of June, the Prime Minister and the ministers of respective ministries had responded to queries raised by lawmakers on different headings under the Appropriation Bill. Meanwhile, a meeting of the House of Representatives today rejected the proposal on cutting back on expenditure on the headings related to various ministries under the Appropriation Bill by majority. 31 lawmakers had presented those proposals in course of deliberation on the appropriation headings of the bill. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the budget for upcoming fiscal year 2024-25 is relatively balanced, equitable and result-oriented. Responding to queries raised by lawmakers on different headings under the Appropriation Bill in today's House meeting, Prime Minister Dahal clarified that the budget has set a target of achieving good governance, social justice and prosperity through speedy development. The Prime Minister also said that the budget was allocated by formulating programs of different ministries to achieve targeted goals determining five objectives, five priorities, five strategies of economic reforms, and five transformative areas. According to the Prime Minister, the significance of the National Planning Commission has further increased in view of drafting overall and integrated policies and planning in the existing federal setup. Likewise, Prime Minister Dahal clarified that the government is determined that all territories east of Kali River, including Limpiadura, Kalapani and Lipu Pass, belong to Nepal. Prime Minister Dahal further clarified that during the meeting with his Indian counterpart, in course of India visit, an understanding was reached to revise and update the existing treaties and agreements, including the 1950s India-Nepal Treaty of Peace and Friendship. The Prime Minister also stated that the border problems surfaced between Nepal and China are resolved through bilateral talks and consensus. He apprised the House that the government is in regular touch with the Nepali embassy in Moscow and the embassy of Russian Federation in Kathmandu to take updates on Nepali citizens killed in Russia-Ukraine war and those held captive. He also utilized the rostrum to say that the governments of Israel, Qatar, and Egypt, close neighbors of both parties, have been urged for the release of Bipin Joshi. Joshi from Nepal allegedly disappeared following the attack of Hamas in Israel in October last year. The 16th meeting of the diplomatic consultation mechanism between the Ministries of Foreign Affairs of Nepal and the People's Republic of China was held today in Kathmandu. Nepal's Foreign Secretary Sewalam Sal led the Nepali delegation to the meeting. Similarly, Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs of China Sun Weidong led the Chinese delegation. During the meeting, the two sides reviewed the whole gamut of bilateral relations between Nepal and China and assessed the progress made in the implementation of agreements and memoranda of understanding signed and the decisions made in the past. Both sides also expressed firm commitment to further promoting cooperation in mutually agreed areas and committed to work in realization of economic opportunities for mutual benefits. Similarly, Foreign Secretary Lam Sal thanked her counterpart for the commitment of Chinese side to enhancing development cooperation amid Nepal's LDC graduation in 2026. Vice Minister Sun appreciated Nepal's commitment to One China policy. The two sides also stressed the need to further activate the existing bilateral mechanisms and establish new ones, including the Joint Commission at the level of foreign ministers. The Vice Minister Sun paid courtesy call on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday. He is also scheduled to pay courtesy call on President Ramchandra Podal and Foreign Affairs Minister Naren Kaji Shrestha tomorrow. Vice Minister Sun is leaving for Beijing tomorrow. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपैयाँ मटन खाना 200 रुपैयाँ ओए मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही नै मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Naren Kaji Shrestha has reiterated Nepal's stronger commitment to regional cooperation and multilateralism. According to a press release issued by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Foreign Affairs Minister made the reiteration in his address to the 19th Ministerial Meeting of the Asia Cooperation Dialogue, ACD, held in Iran's capital Tehran on Monday. On the occasion, Foreign Affairs Minister Shrestha also stated that the ACD has evolved as Asia-wide regional forum for open and consultative dialogues on pressing issues impacting the region and beyond. The Foreign Affairs Minister also underlined the importance of collective vision, unity, solidarity and mutual collaboration for a more integrated, resilient and prosperous Asia. You are listening to Radio Nepal's JPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The European Union is to formally launch accession talks with Ukraine and Moldova after the bloc's member states gave the nod last week. According to the Al Jazeera, the start of negotiations will be marked by a ceremony in Luxembourg on Tuesday. While the process is likely to take years and be tough, the opening of the talks will give the fairer war-torn Ukraine in particular encouragement to continue on their path to leaving the Soviet past behind them. The agreements of the bloc's 27 members was secured last week despite efforts by Hungary, whose government maintains close link with Russia, to block the move. The ceremony on Tuesday afternoon will be followed by a difficult process with negotiations, only set to start in earnest after the EU has screened their legislation to assess the reforms needed to meet the bloc's standards. Israeli forces killed at least 24 Palestinians in three separate airstrikes early on Tuesday on Gaza City. The Reuters news agency has quoted Gaza health officials as saying that it included a sister of Ismail Haniyeh, the chief of the militant Islamist group Hamas. It is also reported that two of the Israeli airstrikes hit two schools in Gaza City, killing at least 14 people. Another strike on a house in Sati camp, one of the Gaza Strip's eight historic refugee camps, killed 10 others. It is said that the Israeli tanks also pressed deeper into western areas of Rafah in the south of the enclave overnight, blowing up homes. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be mostly cloudy in Kusi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, and Lumbini Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur in Kusi Province, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, and Lumbini Province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives endorses Appropriation Bill 2024 by majority. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda claims the budget for upcoming fiscal year to be comparatively balanced and result-oriented. 16th meeting of Nepal-China Diplomatic Consultation Mechanism concludes, leaving issues of Nepal-China bilateral relations. Nepal reiterates a stronger commitment to regional cooperation and multilateralism. And European Union launches membership talks with Moldova and Ukraine. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np, for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.